Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Are you hiding an addiction problem? You don't know where to go or who to talk to? We understand. Call Narcanon for a free and confidential consultation. You don't have to go it alone. Call Narcanon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Considering a career in education? The Associate in Arts degree in pre-elementary education requires 60 credit hours of coursework, all of which can be transferred to most four-year teacher preparation programs without loss of credit. Pre-elementary education program graduates may seek employment in child development centers. For those wishing to teach in K through 8 schools, completion of a four-year teacher preparation program with teacher certification is necessary. For more information, consult the university guide sheets in the University Transfer, Advising, and Career Counseling Center, located in the Learning Resources Center, or call 313-845-9612. 313-845-9612.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Even on
WHFR Dearborn.
Hey,
what's going on, Dennis?
How are you, Lindsay?
I'm good.
That song reminds me of this great show that I love to listen to on Tuesdays.
It's not on often enough, though.
No.
It's like just when you start to forget the song. It's like, hey, here's that song again.
Welcome. This is Lindsay and Dennis. This is the March 2011 version of Campus Connection.
Today is the 5th.
We are on the second Tuesday of every month from 1 to 2 o'clock. We are broadcasting live, and I can say that now. We used to pre-record the show, and I'm not saying we won't in the future, but because of schedule.
Pre-record it? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay, you lost me.
We used to pre-record it.
Yeah.
This is our third live show, and we have to because of schedule conflicts. Lindsay, as our listeners know, is at Wayne State doing well.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, she's
spring at breaks next week.
Yeah, and currently spring break here at Henry Ford. But anyway, we broadcast live from Henry Ford Community College in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan, and we do it live now. And I don't know if we'll ever go back to pre-recording. I mean, I think she's just adamant about this.
I do not like pre-recording a show.
No, we like this. We love all the beautiful, wonderful, funny things that can happen when you're live.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's great radio.
And
it's a lot of fun with you, Dennis.
No question. But it still is podcast. So anybody that wants to, I don't know, if you have to go somewhere, it's a little bit after 1 right now, and you have a lunch engagement or whatever, you can listen to this after 2 o'clock. You just go to whfr.fm. Click on at the top, it says forum. It's a button at the top. And then you go to the actual date of whatever show you want to listen to.
We should put a link for our fan club on there for the people that listen to the
The fan club. That sounds so silly.
Yeah, I know. All right.
All the people in our fan, both of them, right?
Both of them.
What do you have there? As everybody knows.
So much going on. We have a big show.
And we are the ambassadors.
We are the ambassadors of Henry Ford Community College. Really big show, and it is spring break here at Henry Ford. Woohoo!
No, yeah. it absolutely is.
It's empty.
It's empty.
It's empty. It's like just us.
The Skylight Cafe's open.
I feel like it's
open.
Saturday, and they have soup. I love soup.
But that really is, there's not much more than that.
No.
So
spring
if you
break.
Like French onion soup, please come up here. But
come up to the Skylight, and there's pre-made sandwiches.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No decaf.
Yeah.
Like you said, we have a lot going on. And we've kind of broke this down into, I won't call them segments, but sometimes we'll go in order of what's coming up first. And then at the very end of the show, we'll talk about what's last. And always we include food at the end of the show.
We definitely have a method to our madness.
We do. So if you'll pay attention and follow along, follow the bouncing ball, we will in fact have some kind of logic.
Get your pen and paper ready.
But at the end of the
show. Lots of very important dates coming
up. We will
up.
Talk about food.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We always have food.
What's first on your list?
Well, it's ongoing. The Winter Star Talk is going on. And we have to always give a plug for the planetarium here at Henry Ford because not many people know that there is a planetarium here in the science building at Henry Ford. And it's an awesome planetarium.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool right here in little old Dearborn. We have a planetarium is open and free to the public.
And it may be I don't think U of M has one, not to the degree we have.
No, I really don't quote me, but I don't. Know that they do.
And I don't think there are, I don't know where the closest one is. I know you can go to the Science Center downtown.
Wayne State has one, and the Science Center has one.
And also, obviously, Cranbrook.
Yes.
Out that way. But right here, it's free.
Little old Dearborn.
It's on the campus. As Lindsay said, it's in the Science Building, which is on the southern part of the campus.
Room S126.
Right. And so it's on the main floor, and it's actually, you can't miss it, because it kind of breaks up the hallway. You have to go around it to get anywhere. Tuesdays, what time? 7?
Tuesdays at 7. 7:15. Doors open at 7:15.
Right.
They are closed at 7:30, and you cannot go inside.
And it's
for dark.
It's for safety reasons. They will not let people in. It takes a second for your eyes to adjust. In the meantime, you're falling over people and hurting yourself.
And you know what's exciting about this particular Winter Star Talk is that there are only four left, and then it's spring. Yay! Yeah, we just have the 15th, which is the next Tuesday,
and then
3 Tuesdays after that, and then they're done with the Winter Star Talk. They will finally go on. The planetarium will do their spring.
I don't know if they do a spring one. I know they do a fall.
They do a fall. They do a winter. They might do a spring-summer kind of combined thing. I have a vague memory of that, but we'll definitely let you know in the next edition of Campus Connection, which will be April...
I want to say...
5th. That's the second Tuesday. No, it will be the...
12th.
Tuesday after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 5th is the first Tuesday
of
the month.
We're on the 12th. So we'll know more about to my knowledge, they haven't even figured it out yet. At least they've not released that information. It's a free, really good time. It's a family-oriented event. Get here, like Lindsay said, 7:15, the door is open. Once you get inside, you're safe. it's kind of cool. It really is. I went to a fall one.
I went to the fall one. Susan McGraw was the narrator for that one. And now,
her voice. She did the voiceover.
Yeah. And now it's narrated by Dale Van Vorp, who is Dearborn's voice.
Cool.
The voice of Dearborn. I said that wrong.
Awesome.
I said it a little backwards. Yeah. Pretty cool, though.
So I actually went to the one that I went to. I went there expecting to see Susan McGraw.
Oh.
It was just her voiceover.
She said,
I lent my voice to it. She was the voice talent.
Mm-hmm.
But
she was sitting in like a little closet in the back or something.
I wasn't sure.
Maybe
up in a DJ booth. I don't know. It was my first time there.
Kind of neat.
That's cool. So yeah, everybody, that's free and it is winding down. We will find out over the spring, but we know for sure it'll come back in the fall.
Yeah. And only four more of those left, so we have to get to them.
Thank Ford Amateur Astronomy Club for giving them space here. And I learned this because we did an article about them in the Mirror News. For giving them meeting space here, the Ford Amateur Astronomy Club in turn maintains our planetarium, and they are the ones that do the actual presentation.
We discussed that on our last month's edition of Campus Connection.
Did we really?
We did.
Yeah, my short-term memory.
Yeah, I remember everything. I do.
This will be interesting.
Never mind.
Because I am not afraid to test. All right.
University of Michigan, Dearborn, and Henry Ford Community College have signed an articulation agreement.
Okay. We talked about this also, and this means a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was a little unclear, but you straightened me out.
Well, the articulation agreement is obviously when you go to a community college, there are 62 transferable credit hours towards a university.
Because that's
just like how it works out most of the time.
Right.
And what confused you and kind of got me a little bit is there is a degree, associate's degree program here at Henry Ford that is a children and families associate's degree.
It's kind of vague. It says children and family.
Children and family. And you transfer up to 62 credit hours towards your bachelor's degree of general studies and children and families degree at U of M Dearborn, okay. School of Education. That's now, the key right there, School of Education.
And where my confusion was is I'm like, well, if you get 62 credits anywhere, you can transfer them. That's really not the case.
No, it's
As
not.
You found out the hard way, sometimes credits don't transfer. Mm-hmm. This articulation agreement pretty much says, as you so eloquently put it earlier, it's a seamless transfer.
It is.
Where you can take your credits. You already know what this required. You know what they're going to accept. You move right in because of this agreement, and it's
This is
seamless.
Really, really, really important for any transfer student to pretty much have this set, that they know that nothing's going to get thrown at them last minute, like, oh, by the way, you missed that. Oh, sorry, we didn't include this.
Yep.
But this is guaranteed. It's an articulation agreement that is guaranteed a seamless transition.
As long as the student follows the program both here and there.
Yes.
And at the destination college. And we have articulation agreements set up with many schools. It's just really nice. And some of them are program by program.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking off the air, we have our 3+1 agreement with Lake Superior State College, not necessarily the branch up in it's by the Sioux St. Marie
by the UP.
In the UP, right. There's one here in East Dearborn, but it's for specific courses like
criminal justice
and fire prevention, things mm-hmm. like that. So it's very specific. This again is specific in the area of children and family and pre-ed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are interested, I recommend making an appointment with a counselor here at Henry Ford Community College as soon as possible.
Very quickly.
Talk about that. Yes. And you might as well get to it quick because registration is beginning on March 29th at midnight.
This is crazy.
Spring and summer already. 2011. Crazy.
I want to say something, though, because there's a little bit of a discrepancy. March 29th is when classes...
You can
enroll online. It means if you're an existing or a registered student... The spring-summer applications for financial aid are not available till April 1st. So there's a couple days there. I know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Are you sure? Really? That's kind of weird.
I'm 100% sure because I looked and it's right if you go to hfcc.edu and click on financial aid. It's the very, very top. It tells you when that particular application is available.
Are all schools different for their financial aid? Because, I mean, your FAFSA, right?
This is different. This is really interesting because...
This is where I always get confused.
Spring and summer are not included in your normal...
Right.
So you actually have to be... approved again for mm-hmm. spring and summer.
Okay.
And it's a different, I don't know where it comes from, but it's not the same amount of money that you
get for the year.
For the year.
Exactly.
And some people when they, I think some schools are different where they say, if you're going to go spring, summer, let us know in advance.
And there's a term that they what's the word? Oh my God. They like hold it back for you. They take care of it so that you have it set for spring and summer.
They conserve the reserve amount or whatever it
there's
is.
There's a word.
I know exactly what you mean, but in our case here, you have to reapply for financial aid because it is a separate issue from the fall and winter that you've already been approved for. So you have to reapply and it's not a big deal and it happens mm-hmm. very quickly. But there is that process. So I want people to know you may enroll in classes, but you may not actually have the financial aid yet.
You know, it's pretty convenient that you and I are not necessarily experts when it comes to the financial aid because there is going to be an open house coming up.
Oh, man.
And they can answer all the questions at open house.
Then I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, because I try to like help people out with their financial aid questions. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I just fill it out and I do it.
Yeah.
I really can't tell you what to say.
It's like,
but if you go to open house, they will help you and tell you what to say.
What to say, what to do.
How to do it right.
Well, I don't know. Is part of the open house with financial aid?
Yes. Sure, admissions, financial aid, registration, support programs, success programs. All those good things that Henry Ford offers goes on at the open house. That is, that's coming up really soon too. Tuesday, April 12th, our next show.
Right.
So this is going to be your last reminder to make sure, write this down, get your pen and your paper, 10 to 2 from Tuesday, April 12th is going to be our open house here at Henry Ford Community College.
But we will remind you that day also.
Yeah. Cause we're on during it. So
yeah, we'll be on it. We'll be like, hey, when you're done with lunch, come on up here. I don't know. I'm doing a sound check right here.
Yeah,
how is that?
I can hear you.
Okay, you're fine? All right, I'm just looking at the levels and they're real low.
Oh, well, shoot, man.
Well, that's not me. There we go. Your levels were fine.
Oh, you think yours were low?
It looked like it.
This is live radio, folks. Yeah,
that's okay, though. We do this every Friday. Jay's like, hey, Dennis, we'll do our live check. And it works. Hey.
Anyway, just to clarify, Tuesday, April 12th from 10 to 2 is the open house for Henry Ford Community College. And it's they're going to help you.
These open houses are great. I mean, obviously, it is a first come. So if you're in line, you're going to have to wait in line. But that's the way it is anyway. But it's beautiful that you don't necessarily need an appointment for, and they're asking that. Open house, by definition, means just show up, correct?
Yeah, all right, show up. Everyone can attend. It is free. Parking is free here at Henry Ford Community College. Pretty cool.
That is really cool.
I miss that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. Of course you do. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, during a regular Monday through Thursday part of the week, people know that they can, we still have shuttles. So you can park by the food court at Fairlane, and a shuttle comes pretty regularly. I mean, I had to wait a couple minutes, mm-hmm. and it's warm. You're waiting while you're watching it. You're indoors while you're waiting. And then it takes you right here and drops you off at the turnaround behind the Fine Arts Building. And it's 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
It was, yeah. Every half hour was it running before? I don't know if it's...
It's not necessarily like that now. They try to do this. It's a whole different company, too. They're using a different company now for the shuttle, Trinity, I think. And... these guys are great because they wait just long enough to make sure nobody's running up, nobody's, you know, last second or whatever they wait. They're really good about that, mm-hmm. but not to the point where you're on the bus sitting there waiting and irritated. You know, it's not like waiting on for the log jam at an airport. You know, nothing's worth than sitting in an airplane mm-hmm. and not moving.
Right.
Well, the bus, it's not like that with the shuttle. They basically say, okay, there's nobody around. They understand that we have a sense of urgency also.
They've kept it going for a long time, too. It's been a hit. So
it's huge.
It's being used often.
Yeah. And until they finish everything back there, which I think will be, I can't promise when that'll be, but I think that they're going to be, because they're working on the science building now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Remodeling the science building completely. That's why it makes me think there won't be a Star Talk in the spring.
Yeah, that would make sense.
All of the science classes, and remember, I took chemistry with Jen this semester. They're all like abbreviated.
A lot were in the Health Careers Building.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
But they've moved things around. Of course, they moved all the nursing to the East Airborne, to mm-hmm. the MTech, right?
Yep.
They moved a lot of the math into the Health Building. And then I don't know what they're doing with the science. But basically, it's they're 12-week classes because they end early so they can start remodeling.
Hmm.
And that parking lot over there by the Science Building is no longer going to be open to anybody but staff.
Oh.
So we're going to lose that parking.
Well, but didn't they already start doing that or no?
Yeah, they put the gate up.
Okay.
But now they're going to like
that little parking lot, right? That one was always a mess with students anyway.
Yeah.
Trying to like, because it's kind of close to your class and everybody wants to park real close, but it would get really, really crazy in that parking lot. So it's good that it's just staff.
Well, it'd get crazy because people would wait there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was, it was just real hectic and it doesn't need to be like that. The staff needs to be able to park there.
I totally agree.
Yeah. We're going to have their beautiful lot back there with the pond and the walkway and the nature walk and all that stuff. I wish I still went to school here.
Well, I was
going to
say, and in the spring and in the nicer weather, everybody's like, this is great. I don't mind walking. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But again, we have the shuttle still running.
Still running.
And that's going to continue. As far as I know, that's continuing through spring and summer.
Well, continuing big changes here at Henry Ford.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. And I think that you have some big news right there.
I do.
We've known about this for a little while. It's, you know,
following suit with many other universities and schools, colleges.
Especially right next door. But being on the paper, we knew that this was going to happen. It became official policy. So that's why we're bringing it up now. And that is a non-smoking rule.
Yes. Effective January 1st, 2012, all campuses of Henry Ford Community College are going to be smoke-free. There is going to be an exception. There will be smoking permitted in two designated outdoor locations.
We're thinking it's probably going to be quite a distance from the actual buildings,
mm-hmm.
but we do have all those paths and walkways and everything going back there now.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where the cloud of smoke will be.
And the other place is going to be in your car.
In your own personal vehicle. And that's, some people go, of course. Well, no, not of course. If you go to a hospital, you can't even smoke in your vehicle. You have to literally leave the hospital grounds.
Yes.
At Oakwood. You know,
where was I? Iowa, University of Iowa or Iowa State. Mm-hmm. I was visiting family there. Their whole campus, like you said, is just completely smoke-free. Cars, parking lots, nowhere. Plus, there's a hospital on campus. It's like U of M to Ann Arbor.
Right, and that was an option. Mm-hmm. And they decided to go, no, we're going to... And that's going to... You and I know that'll cause a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, what if the windows are open? And what if you're standing by your car? I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle these things, but...
You know what I think would be, I don't know who's listening and if anybody that could help in this, but maybe there could be some incentives or helpful like tips for people to quit. You know,
that's a great idea.
Maybe just, I mean, you're going to be going smoke-free. How about we make it a little easier and you be a non-smoker? You know,
well, you and I both know how difficult that can be.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is. And we're, it's interesting that you said that we follow suit. A lot of other colleges and a lot of other, you know, obviously you can't smoke in a restaurant or a bar now.
Mm-hmm.
U of M, Dearborn, right next door, they made this decision last summer, last July. And their non-smoking, their smoke-free campus goes into effect July 2011. Now, I do not know if it's you can smoke in your vehicle, if they have designated areas. Somebody told me, no, that's not the case. It's completely smoke-free. That's what I was told, but I've not verified that by somebody with, this sounds weird, somebody with credibility, an authority or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We are kind of going that we're smoke-free, but you can still smoke in your car. I'm just throwing this out there, but if U of M is completely smoke-free, it seems like they would all come here.
Don't you think? We are kind of next door.
Yeah. But I don't know. This whole dynamic is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're going to cover it in the paper, and I want to find out a lot more about it, you know.
Everybody's going to go to Fairlane across the street.
They will. They'll smoke.
That's really, yeah.
But it is official here. That is policy now, and it's beginning January 1, 2012. So there we are. What else do you have there?
That's big news. That is huge. Go and smoke tree. You knew a little bit about this. Who really controls our food supply?
This is awesome.
I'm not real familiar. I kind of read it, but...
Well, this is this is a part of the sustainability panel that I've been going
that
to.
That you are kind I'm, of... I would say you're active in it.
Well, I am. Yes. Absolutely. I'm part of the Cool Cities group, and I'm this close to joining Sierra Club. And the only reason why I haven't is because I keep forgetting. Stop it. Anyway, in fact, the last meeting that they had was a couple weeks ago. They being the Cool Cities and the Dearborn Sustainability, they have a new name. It's the Cool, sponsored by the Sierra Club's Dearborn Cool Cities program, but they're calling it now the Dearborn Sustainability Coalition, Sustainable Coalition. And they still meet. It's at the SME building, which is, as everyone knows, on our campus. We bought the building from Society of Manufacturing Engineers. Lease back some of the space back to them for their use, and then we have the rest of the building for
closest,
our own use.
Closest to Ford Road, right there.
Very right on Ford Road.
Right off Ford Road.
Private entrance, but you can also get there through our northern parking lot, mm-hmm. the north parking lot. Anyway, I've been going to these things. I missed the first one a couple weeks ago. Lourdes Lohr, who's a professor at HFCC, presented the second part of her take on food, and the third one is coming up, and that's March 23rd. It's a Wednesday, March 23rd, between 6 and 8 p.m. in the HFCC Community Center, the SME building, and Professor Lourdes Lohr will present part three of the whole thing. I'm getting confused here. The whole thing is called Climate Change, A Crisis on Your Plate. Who really controls our food supply? So basically, she's gone through the other parts of it. I did a nice thing in the paper about
this. And I believe we did touch on this before, too. I remember discussing this with you. I remember once again, Dennis.
Do you really?
I remember. I just don't remember enough to tell you exactly what it was you said.
It was part one of just on food. It was part one. It was called CAFOs, C-A-F-O, or factory farms. CAFOs are factory farms. And you know what's horrible? I forget what CAFO. It's
is it an acronym?
Yeah. It is. And, you know, we got to find out. Anyway, that Lourdes Lohr presented this.
845-9676.
Yeah, please, call
in. Let us
in.
Know on CAFOs.
And then the other part two is chemicals in our food with special attention on BPA and GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third and final installments on who really controls our food supply. So I guess what I'm saying is within the sustainability meetings, they also have special focuses. And for this is the third one that will focus on food. And Professor Lourdes Lohr is the one that presents this. And she handles nutrition classes here at the college.
I was just going to say, what is it that she
incredibly does? Intelligent, incredibly informed,
mm-hmm.
Incredibly passionate about sustainability and being green in our in the ecology. So, yeah, CAFOs mean something. And it's funny because I go to these meetings and I hear a lot of these terms and I'll write them down, but I don't always have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't retain everything, Dennis.
I do apologize. Yes. But anyway, part three of Lourdes Lohr's presentation, as well as would be the sixth actual sustainability panel. Again, Wednesday, March 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. at the SME building, which is back over in the northwest part of the college.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Boy, that took me a while to get through. I apologize.
No, that was good. That was good. You did a good job.
Well, I'm balancing a lot of information that I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's why I passed it to you.
Just kidding. Yeah. Hey, thanks. No, but so does that mean next time we have to come up with the acronym for CAFOs?
I really think we should make a note of that.
Somebody may be able to come up with CAFOs or factory farms. Between the two of them, it sounds like CAFOs would be preferable, whatever they are. We'll find out. Okay, what else you got?
Let's see. What else do we have? HFCC's Pre-Education Council Conference set for March 26th.
Okay. This is kind of interesting because, it falls in line with not unlike this. This, to me, seemed like more of the equivalent of a job fair where you're having all these colleges are coming here on this specific day and they're saying, okay, your pre-education, this is what we as Eastern or we as U of M or we as Central have to offer.
Expect
for you to transfer. Have.
So like the seamless
transition.
transition that articulation agreement that we have with U of M Dearborn offers.
But this is specifically the area pre-ed.
Yes.
So I guess what they're saying is you can't get an education degree from Henry Ford because we are a two-year school or a community college, but in so many areas you can get a pre.
You can get a stepping stone.
Sure.
You can get ready and be ready and
which is
pave the way, if you will.
But that would be your required classes. And again, working with these other colleges is so important.
Yeah, can I say the representatives real quick that are going to be here?
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan, mm-hmm. Mary Grove, Wayne State University, the University of Detroit Mercy. Wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah.
And the University of Michigan Dearborn. Yay. They're all going to be available to talk about programs and admission procedures and scholarship opportunities.
That's the big one, specifically for pre-ed. So some people are pre-law, pre-pharmacy, pre-whatever, and they come here and then they go on to a four-year school and then beyond, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is where it all starts. And I think they're encouraging, I know for a fact they're encouraging prospective HFCC students also. So maybe... somebody that's in high school, but you have education. That's what that's what you want to do. You would go to this particular conference.
And then you'd come to the open house in April.
Oh, yeah. And there's your stepping stones.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So, and the scholarship opportunities are huge. Not just from HFCC, but a lot of these other schools have them too. And I know, my sister went to Eastern for both her bachelor's and master's in education.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of financial help available in the way of scholarships.
There is. I could read a little bit off, but that would bore everyone, right? Who wants to hear about money?
Getting
there's, yeah, right. Yeah. Project Impact is AmeriCorps project. Are you familiar with that one?
I know somebody that had a job in Florida working with AmeriCorps, and now she is working with troubled teens.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're partnering with college students and preschool college students with preschool children for one-on-one mentoring.
Interesting.
And they're doing 10 hours a week for 30 weeks, and these college students are going to be receiving training and work-study wages up to $1,000 in scholarships.
Time out. So they're working directly with...
preschool-age students and mentoring them and helping and tutoring for 10 hours a week for 30 weeks.
That is so cool. So that's an internship.
And yes, basically.
Yeah.
And it's going towards you're receiving your training. So there's your internship,
right.
work study wages, and then $1,000 scholarship on top of that.
After you complete it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Really cool. You know, I mean, I'm really happy that stuff like this is offered, but I feel like it's getting easier and easier to go to school. And
why is that bad?
No, I think it's great.
Oh.
I'm just bummed out that I didn't have it. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm really happy for these people. But, part of my big gripe for a long time was, they can't make it any harder to go to school or any more confusing on what I should be taking.
But a lot of it has to do with your area of interest also.
And knowing what you want, exactly.
But, even now, like you've been in the, you've followed, other than the nursing thing you tried and you mm-hmm. didn't exactly like.
Right.
You've been on this, we call it media mm-hmm. studies. There's a lot of communications, whatever you want to call it.
Pretty broad, yeah.
But you've been doing that. Let's face it, this is kind of an in-demand industry. People want to do this. It's glamorous to some people.
Yeah.
They look at this and they go, I think some people actually think high dollars too.
Right.
Which, as you and I know,
mm-hmm.
very few in this industry, radio, TV, whatever, even newsprint, make the big bucks.
Yeah.
But so no. I don't think that they're going to have too many incentives for a program like this.
Mm.
Teaching, on the other hand, works in cycles. And maybe this is a down cycle.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that a lot of the nursing incentive programs are not there anymore?
Yeah.
Because to a degree, nursing is becoming a little bit saturated.
Yes. I think they're overwhelmed.
USA Today had a great, and this is about 6 months ago, but on the cover, it said looking for a job in nursing, good luck. Right. I mean, I'm paraphrasing there, but no, there's
I have many friends that have recent grads of nursing programs, and it's like, how are you guys having trouble getting a job right now? Wasn't this like the biggest demand? Everybody needed health workers and nurses. Yeah.
Especially considering the age of the average age.
The flood of the graduates. There's just been so many of them.
And there's still a 2-year wait to go to school here.
Yeah, there is.
So it's not like it's deterring. But the theory, and it's a really good theory, it's solid, is that the average age of people are living longer, but the average age, because of the baby boomers and where they're at now, is going to be more senior citizens, therefore more need in that for geriatric care.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right?
It does.
But there's still a limit. You just still only need so many people. Right. So I have a feeling that people in Michigan, and this is what I'd heard from a couple prospective nursing students, both male and female, which we'll get to that in a second, but a couple of prospective nursing students said the only way that they could find employment was not in Michigan. Yes. And it wasn't in it was in a bigger city elsewhere, and they didn't have the same kind of bonuses that they used to offer. Hospitals in Florida used to offer
big sign-on bonuses, big premium. Bucks,
I mean, it was
man.
Pretty good money.
Big bucks.
You know, it was actually, to me, it was high enough to be considered a relocation fee. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'll come down there, but I have to move. You know, here you go. So
some of the careers in nursing, too, have been more non-traditional careers in nursing, I guess. I don't know how to put it. Where you're not in a hospital setting. Like, I have a friend that got a job at a correctional facility. Mm-hmm. School nurses, traveling nurses, home care.
The big one is the home health care, mm-hmm. which is becoming a growing industry. And the a friend of mine, you know what she does? She works for an insurance company. People that apply for insurance for X amount of dollars or more, it's a mandatory physical. She travels to their house. She gets good money for going to the house. It takes about a half hour, 45 minutes to give them a complete physical, draw blood, do all those different things, weigh them, ask them general questions. She leaves and goes in. She creates her own schedule, decides how many people she wants to see, when, where, all these different things. There's enough business for her, and she makes really, really good money. I mean, like a couple $100 a day.
That's really encouraging to hear for like all of the many students that are on the wait list to get in the nurse. Don't lose hope,
No,
guys.
Don't lose hope, but you have and to look like, you have to, like non-traditional. You
know, non-traditional nursing careers. It's not all about hospitals all the time.
We automatically think that, though, don't we? And we think, well, the hospitals, and that's where the big money is. And man, these insurance companies have as much money as the hospitals, mm-hmm. more. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really does come down to getting creative sometimes. But I learned that, you know, I'm a writer, and I learned that with writing. You have to get really creative.
Exactly.
I'm going to the MAB tomorrow, and I'm going to go looking for a writing job with among a bunch of broadcasters. I may have a good chance, though.
Yeah.
Some people are going there looking for different things. Can you imagine what a photojournalist might be able to do at, you know what I mean?
Right.
Now that the web is becoming...
Anybody that has any type of web design or photo experience.
Anything that can contribute to the web experience, because mm-hmm. that's such a big, they're integrating that. It's really, really big. CBS Radio just came out with a lot of different, a whole different revamped website, and they're putting a lot of effort into this, and they're investing a lot of time and money and dollars in people mm-hmm. to do this. So I don't know. I just think the whole dynamic is changing just in every industry, and we have to look at it more creatively. That's my opinion.
All right.
But the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of anyone here at the college. They are mine and sometimes Lindsay agrees.
Yeah, sometimes.
You were speaking about non-traditional
occasionally,
stuff.
I was just going to jump on that.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead,
you're segueing perfectly.
Okay.
It's that time of year again, Dennis.
Okay.
For our Imagine the Possibilities non-traditional careers.
This is cool.
And this is now winter, so it is the non-traditional careers for men. Mm-hmm. In the fall, we did the non-traditional careers for women conference here at Henry Ford Community College, and now it is the man's turn. Non-traditional careers for men in healthcare and nursing. It is on March 23rd, and it's a big conference in the Hackett Conference Room,
this is cool.
It goes on all day from 8 to, well...
8 to 12:30.
Yeah, not really all day. All morning, sorry. Yeah. It's continental breakfast, though. Make sure you register so you can get your free breakfast. Drop-ins are welcome, but you need to do reservations. I'm going to spit out the number real fast, and I'll tell you what it's all about. Brenda is who you call, 313-845-9617. And that's to register yourself for this Imagine the Possibilities Non-Traditional Careers for Men. And what exactly this is.
But it is in health careers. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember with the non-traditional careers for women It covered a lot of different industries, including construction and architecture and different computer
technology program.
Very much. Degree, yeah. And are you talking about like the green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The energy technology department. Exactly. This is interesting in that the Imagine the Possibilities non-traditional career for men is in health careers and nursing. We just got done saying that nursing might be a, for lack of a better term, saturated area in the not too distant future. Well, apparently there are enough of these other type of
health career programs
with insurance companies and, like you said, home health care that would support not only the traditional women in mm-hmm. the job, but also men. Look at some of these. Did you see some of these programs, though? Some of them are new to our school, I think.
Very fresh and new to the school.
Yeah.
First time this year, even, for the medical assisting program.
That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. I knew nothing about that, but you've done a little bit of a little bit more about it. What is it called? Okay. See, I thought you had all this,
You just thought I had all this knowledge. I do.
I thought you knew.
I do know. I know everything, Dennis. Did you hear that, everyone?
Did you hear a cricket? I heard a cricket. So the programs, the HST programs that are considered, they'll be spoken about at this particular non-traditional careers for men are nursing,
mm-hmm.
ophthalmic technician,
nice,
which would be somebody that works with an ophthalmologist with your eyeballs, pharmacy tech.
Works with pills.
That has always fascinated me.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. I had a side thought. I just watched a movie last night. Are you familiar with Love and Other Drugs?
Mm-mm.
It's about Pfizer, the drug rep guy. He sold, just drugs.
Right. He was a pharmaceutical rep.
Yeah. It's Jake Gyllenhaal, and it was awesome.
Is it a good movie?
Well, I thought it was. I mean, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. He's delicious.
Okay.
The pharmacy technician made me think of, obviously you're much more than a drug rep when you are a pharmacy technician. You are working with the drugs at hand. And
you're working with the pharmacist.
Yes.
This is absolutely. It's very serious. Just from a past life, I know people that have got into pharmacy tech and they're very happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good money and they work at CVS or wherever. A lot of these places do need pharmacy techs. Also radiography.
Mm-hmm.
Respiratory therapy and surgical technology programs. And then, as Lindsay said, for the first time this year, the medical assistant program. And that would be working at a doctor's office in most cases, would it not?
Yes.
I mean, I can't think of other medical assistants. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it would be
I used to. Well, yeah, they have some hospitals do hire medical assistants, but a lot of them are private practice mm-hmm. doctor's offices. I was a medical assistant for years, and I did work at a doctor's office. So
other than nursing, most of these ophthalmic technician, pharmacy tech, these are support, right? I mean, these are jobs that you don't need to go to school for 6 years.
No.
Right? I mean, some of these are probably two-year programs. I know the nursing is.
Yeah.
And then when you're done, you can go walk right into a job seamlessly, which is the word of the day, and you're in a support role.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
You kind of have what they call a career.
No, yeah. I understand. Based on a certificate.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dennis.
No. I know. I guess what I'm saying is you don't necessarily have to be a pharmacist to make decent money and have an enjoyable life.
Not at all. And you don't have to be a woman either.
Well, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, non-traditional careers for men in health careers and nursing.
That is, the event begins at 8 a.m. with registration and check-in at the Helen Hackett Conference Room. That is in our health building, which is the southwesternmost building on campus next to Fine Arts.
Pretty much the newest building on campus.
Other than the ASCC,
beautiful,
exactly.
Beautiful big building.
Right.
And
free continental breakfast and lunch will be available, and attendees will win door prizes at the conclusion of the event.
Door prizes.
This is an awareness thing. This is like you may not have known these are opportunities out there. And now, it's kind of like a shake. Imagine the possibilities. So everybody knows we will be speaking on closer to the event, I believe on March 18th. Is that a Friday? Sounds like a Friday.
Yeah, because St. Patrick's Day is Thursday, 17th.
Right.
So
we'll be speaking with Diane Green,
who is
Associate Dean of Counseling. Yeah. Just a terrific woman. She will be going in a lot, sharing her spin on it.
Detail,
yeah.
Maybe.
Boy, I'm just like bumbling over stuff.
That's all right.
Diane
you
Green
sound
be,
great, Dennis.
Oh, you're just saying that because it's true. Brenda Redinger, as you said, 313-845-9617. And she is available via email at Redinger, Brediger, at hscc.edu.
Cool. Wonderful.
Cool beans.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I just want to add a little side note onto that.
Oh, here we go.
No. It's kidding. Not even on this. This is just like coming from me. I just feel like, you know, with the non-traditional careers for men, I'd like to urge any bilingual speaking men as well.
Ooh.
Like, wouldn't that, I mean, there's yeah. plenty in this area. And I can't tell you how many times I've been like at the pharmacy and someone needs help.
Right.
And they're not able to, there's communication barrier going on, and I just like want to scream, I wish I could help you.
Yeah,
you know?
You're like, I wish I would have paid more attention in Spanish.
Yeah, and you see, it's like the old guy that can't, you know, it'd be mm-hmm. nice if there was a young pharmacy technician guy back there that was bilingual and able to speak another language to help
right.
them.
And if it is a female, which is far more traditional, she can be bilingual also.
Girls can speak more than one language, yes.
It's,
yes.
It's no, yes. Not against the law. Sorry, I heard they're going to be able to vote soon, too.
Yeah, and imagine the possibilities.
Oh, brother. What else do you have there?
Iranian-American author. Oh, we're getting into our fun stuff. Well, I mean, it's all fun.
It's all fun.
But we are entering the world of arts here on our Henry Ford Campus Connection.
Which can only mean one thing.
Connection.
That ultimately will end with food.
End with food. We yeah. start with art, we end with food. Music throws in, it comes in somewhere in the middle there. Naheed Rochlin.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about
that
right?
That sounds exactly
all
right.
All right. He is the author of a memoir, Persian Girls, four novels, Jumping Over Fire, Foreigner, Married to a Stranger, and The Heart's Desire. These sound pretty pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a collection of short stories. Veils is the collection of the short stories. Anyway, she will be reading excerpts from her memoir and speak of her life as an artist in Islamic country. Interesting.
Very interesting.
It's free. This is free. She's going to be here. No, she's going to be next door.
She'll be here also.
Yeah?
The Mirror News is sponsoring this event, and it will be...
Oh, in the Liberal Arts Building. Yes, I'm sorry.
One day will be... The first date will be next door at U of M Dearborn, and then the follow-up will be a day or two later. Here, right?
March
31st, I want to say.
March 31st, she'll be next door.
Right.
Here at Henry Ford Community College, she'll be here on Friday, April 1st, from 10 to 11, doing her reading,
mm-hmm.
and from 11 to 12, a discussion and workshop, and that is going on in the Liberal Arts Building in the basement, L14.
Okay.
That's the big auditorium down there.
That's awesome.
Nice, comfortable room.
Very.
And it's perfect to have a speaker and question workshops, all that good stuff. And I think this is pretty cool. Yeah, she will also be speaking at U of M Dearborn, and they
right.
are our neighbors. So that is the Castle Building, CASL Building.
But there's no reason why you can't go to both. And we're I'm not saying that the presentation will be any different, but I know that the questions sometimes are.
No, it will be very different because on Thursday, March 31st, when she's next door, that's just from 4:30 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know if it's reading workshop because it's not specified there.
Right.
The
one that we're having here though, you're saying it's a different
all right.
format?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. It's parentheses. Reading and then discussion workshop.
Okay. The discussion is basically an interpretation. And okay. Now, I guess I should know about this. We're sponsoring it. But I do remember I was approached and they said, this is an event that we would like to have here. And, you know, it made sense for our newspaper, especially considering the big part of the paper called Through Our Looking Glass. That is the creative outlet. It is poetry. And it is a lot of short stories and things like that.
Yeah.
So it just made a lot of sense to me.
Well, I am with our population around here. You know,
with multiculture.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, this is an artist that grew up in Islamic country. I mean, how many women around here can relate?
Yeah. You know, that's true. And there's been so much going on lately
we had our last show. We had the Arab Islamic Muslim. Oh, gosh. Hold on.
The Muslim Student Association.
Muslim Student
Yeah, she corrected me, didn't she?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
I'll never, ever forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we did. We had the MSA here right prior to their dinner, which went extremely well from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Yemen dinner last week,
mm-hmm.
And that was covered. It'll be covered in the next issue of the Mirror News. And then there was an entire conference here, not a conference, but a presentation called Liberating Egypt, which we go to in great. There was a beautiful article written by Sotrala Jalani, who writes for our paper regarding that particular conference about Egypt. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here, and this is just such a I think the word would be appropriate would be tenuous around the world right now. Things are, relations are strained within their own government. Look at Libya. There's a lot going on in the world. And I think that where we're at right now, this is such a dynamic time to be in Dearborn and be in this area because so much is going on and it affects us.
Yeah. And it's time to really, I mean, it's a good time to reach out to your cultural
absolutely
people around, you know, to really learn a little bit and experience a bit.
And that's what it's about. It's about the learning. It's about like, I'm learning from somebody from Yemen that has this feeling about whatever. And then somebody else that might be from another part of the Middle East or even from Asia that has a different take on it. And they're not right or wrong. And they know that they're just different, you know, and that's the best way for me to learn anyways, to just stop talking and listen, you know? Hmm. So that's all I'm going to say for the rest of the I'm just
kidding. Yeah, wait, what? I got 15 minutes on my own. Oh, no.
You would be fine. I'd put that 5101 menu in front of you and I could leave.
Well, yeah, actually.
See you later. I brought some food.
Yeah, why don't you go get that menu, Dennis? No, but you know what? I do have something to say about food.
What do you have to say?
You mentioned Yemen at least like 3 or 4 times just now in the last...
Trying to help you out. Thing.
Yeah. Well, it sparked me to bring this one up. Our cultural explosion is going on here at Henry Ford. It's the Globe Fest, and that is not until April, but we won't be on before then.
That's right.
So we're
not to be confused with the Glob Fest.
Yeah, the Glob Fest, which was.
Thank you, Kristen, for pointing that out
so nicely in the Mirror News.
We had a little bit of an error in the paper.
Yeah.
But it is, we meant the Globe Fest.
Globe Fest and Globe Fest are, in fact, the same.
In fact, we learned there are different ways to spell it, and Globe and Glob being the same thing in this particular issue of the paper.
It's just a word.
That's so funny.
It's just a symbol. It means something different in every language, you know. I mean, it means the same thing in every. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
All different languages say the same thing different ways.
Thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, it's very culturally diverse of the Mirror News to do that Glob Fest.
The Glob.
The Glob Fest is free and the Globe Fest, people, is free and open to the public, and it is funded by the city. By the Council of World Cultures, and they're gonna have Yemen food there.
You're and, like, yeah,
because I don't know what Yemen food is. I know, like, it's, I honestly don't know. And I've grown up and lived in Dearborn, and I know Lebanese cuisine, Mediterranean, you know, like, I am familiar, but I don't know if Yemen is, like, anything different, like, what their specialty would be. But aside from them and their wonderful cuisine, we will have Mexican, Ethiopian, Italian, Jamaican.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Jamaican. You're making me crazy, man.
Is that they like jerk? Oh, jerk. That's so good. Yes, it's a little bit
really spicy.
I love it.
Oh, it's good. I like some jerk, a little bit of lime.
Yeah. Now, they had jerk chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Probably jerk shrimp. Does that sound right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And isn't it like a dry rub?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, I've dabbled a bit in the jerk.
But is that unique to Jamaica, or isn't that the, is it, because anytime I've had Caribbean food that's been offered, and I think that's kind of like, it's almost taken on a generic thing, like, we just call this jerk.
Yeah, I think it is unique to Jamaica. I am not 100% on that, though.
All right. When we go, we'll ask them, because I know we're going
to
go to this.
Yeah, I will definitely go to this one. I think it's a good time for me. Oh, no, you know what?
What?
Mr. Tom Hopkins, I will be in your class Wednesday, April 6th from 11 to 1.
Maybe.
We're going to have to work something out. Oh, wait, you know what? I'm not in his... what time does my class start? No, right. Class starts at 2.
Because she has such a good memory.
No, I will just...
I remember everything, Dennis. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Dennis, if you ever forget your name, just call me.
I know what time I go to class. And I don't go to class till after this, so I can fill up on jerk chicken and then go to school.
Yeah.
Wonderful. There is going... This event is free, although...
Come on, this is almost comical. I love it. $2?
$2
for a plate.
For a plate. And I mean...
And it's like, take two, they're small. No, they're not. They're fine.
No, I wonder...
I know.
I wonder if I can bring my own plate.
I know. I'm thinking... No, I'm just going to bring like a wad of cash and go, just fill me up.
All right.
You know, like, at that price, it might as well be an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, wow. $2? Nice.
That's awesome.
We're going to do this, Dennis. We're going to have some Yemen food.
All right. Do we? I know that you diverted to food there.
But first, I do want to say, though, that I don't want to at all take away from the excitement of having the Full Circle dance team there as well at the Cultural Explosion.
Okay.
And there's going to be Kahemba dancers and drummers. You know, I love the drums.
Right.
And there's going to be a Yemen artist as well. And you can learn educational project conducted by the English Language Institute and information booths about each country. So, I mean, it's not just food. So that's what, I mean, the free to the public is going to be all the fun activity going on with the dancers and the drummers and the educational, right. You know, teaching
exhibits
projects.
And things like
that. Yeah. So pretty neat.
So the Full Circle dancers will be there.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yes. Diane Mancinelli?
She does.
Okay. Yeah.
She is the artistic director.
That's what I thought. I had her as a teacher once.
Yeah.
Way long ago.
And of course, they were on the cover of the Mirror News last issue, which was kind of neat.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
All right.
Well, and I do want to say, though, if anybody's interested in helping and volunteering, that they can do that for this.
Who would they contact?
The Student Activities Office.
Okay, and that would be Michelle Featherston or Cassandra Fluker.
Yeah, 845-9865. These ladies are easy to find, though.
They're right
here in the Student Center.
They're directly next to the radio station.
Yeah.
Cool. You still have lots there.
But we're doing great.
Okay.
We're in all the fun stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
What's the next fun thing?
The next fun thing is the Around the World Concert Series.
This is so much fun.
Yay.
All right. How many do we have left? Two?
Yeah, you know what? I think that the second, there's two left. We are going to be having the first event is titled Picks and Bow. Takes place Tuesday, March 15th.
That's next week, right?
Yes.
All right.
And then the second concert is the Island Guys. That's Wednesday, April 12th.
Now, do you have more information about these than I do? Because I do not.
I don't, but you know what? The
Picks and Bow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Island Guys.
I said Bow.
Did you say Bow?
Yeah, it's okay. Bow. It's okay. Bow, not Bow.
And then beyond that, we need to tell people the concerts are free and open to the public. And you can call 313-845-9865, which again is the Student Activities Office, to find out about that. These are traditionally, well, they're in the Student Center.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on during the day.
That's some amazing concerts.
They had people I consider friends were here about a month ago. Singers from United Lands.
Yeah.
And I think I told you about that, how Marcus and his wife Sylvia, we walk our
walk
dog with Sylvia.
Together, yeah.
And they don't actually perform, Marcus and Sylvia. He's like, he coordinates everything and he finds the people and he puts us together and books everything. He's like their manager or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they were amazing. I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss it because I had a class. And I got there right at the tail end. I heard the last song. And I was just like, they're so good.
Yeah.
We have so much talent that comes here. It's amazing.
It really is. I'm trying to remember the Irish guys that had those crazy, oh God, there were a few different bands that we've looked into. Our fan club will fill us in on the ones that we covered.
Right. If we're relying upon our fan club, that maybe I have to go back and listen to all the podcasts for the last year. we have covered a lot, though.
Yeah, we have. We've covered a lot of the bands. St. Patrick's Day Gourmet Buffet.
St. Patrick's Day. So everybody knows, because I know that this is going to keep us busy for the next 10 minutes. This is the Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis. We are the second Tuesday of every month at Henry Ford Community College. We're on WHFR. The podcast can be heard after the show ends. It will be available immediately at WHFR.FM. Hit forum and then click the date. That's the way to get the actual podcast.
Exactly.
Okay. I had to do this before you got into that.
No, that's good. We're going to do one more thing before we hit the food, though.
Actually, there's one other thing, too.
Oh, well, two other things.
All right.
Two other things.
All right.
This one's big. This is WHFR, right?
This is WHFR, and on the 26th of this month, which is a Saturday, we have the WHFR Holistic Fair. You've never been, have you?
No.
It's amazing. I went.
You know, I've always... always been out of town or something, because I've always wanted to go. There was always something, some reason that I couldn't be there.
I know they start setting up at 9. I think it goes from 9 to 5. I know they ask us to be there earlier. But it's on a Saturday. There's event parking, so you can follow the signs and they'll have you, the parking, since it's a Saturday, it's a lot more open.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people can park. One year it was raining, and I know that that was a concern. Are people going to be able to park close enough? Absolutely. We'll figure that out. It's a WHFR Holistic Fair. listen to the station. We're going to have must plays from now until the date.
Yes.
So, and I know it's
I'm sure our
to
listeners,
us it's a little premature.
I'm sure our listeners have heard quite a bit about the Holistic Fair.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah.
Thank you for coming to that in the years. This is our third annual. Mm-hmm. I think it's the third annual. Yeah. So thank you to everybody that supports that and comes to that and makes that happen, because a lot of work goes into it.
Oh my gosh.
And it's preparation started months and months and months ago. Yeah. So
and there's vendors. I mean, it's just an incredible
always cool to see. It's always cool to see events like that come to play for WHFR. And real quick, I think this is pretty cool, so I want to mention it, and it's free and open to the public. It's the Henry Ford Community College Council of World Cultures and the Michigan Ave. It's the College Literary and Arts Journal.
It's called the Michigan Avenue Journal. Yep.
Yes. Are going to be sponsoring a performance by National Poetry Slam champion Blair. And that's going to be Monday, right after the Holistic Fair, March 28th, from 2 to 2:30. It's going to be in the Liberal Arts Building and down in L14, the auditorium where our wonderful Islamic woman artist speaker will be earlier in the month.
Right.
And Blair's going to perform poems of his new book, Moonwalking. And it's a gorgeous, sometimes gritty, gravity-defying poem spin out to the life of Michael Jackson. Who's bad?
That is interesting.
Yeah. So check it out. More information. Student Activities Office can tell you what you need to know. 845-9865. And now for what we all have been waiting for.
I can't do it.
That is pathetic. It's Henry Ford Community College's St. Patrick's Day Gourmet Buffet, 5101. Yay. Oh, I love it. Okay, so what do you get, Dennis?
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say you probably get corned beef and cabbage in there somewhere, but
it's gourmet.
You came up with something interesting. Do the potato. What? Tell me about this.
Other
people probably knew, but
Now I don't. It's color.
Is it not on there?
No, because I was reading it in your wonderful newspaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring that up.
Kelakon. Kelakonin. I don't know. I can read it, but I don't remember it. It's what mashed potatoes and cabbage is called. Colcannon. That's what I said.
Colcannon potatoes. Mashed potatoes with cabbage.
Yeah, okay. Colcannon potatoes is mashed potatoes with cabbage.
All right.
Which I never heard before.
This is
amazing. And you hadn't either, and we love food.
So did you get the chowder? Did you start at the beginning?
Yeah, Galway Bay seafood chowder.
Right.
Dublin-style carved corned beef and cabbage with stone ground ale mustard and house-made rye rolls.
That sounds so good.
Oh, yeah, Colcannon potatoes. I do have that here.
Right.
Emerald Isle braised salmon with leeks, fennel, diced tomato, and white wine.
I'm going to say that right there is worth the price of admission.
Shepherd's pie.
Well, so
yum.
Is that. Okay.
That's ground lamb and beef with parsnips and garnished with whipped potatoes. Yum. Rosie's, fire roasted vegetables, turnips, carrots, and parsnips. All this is made by our wonderful 5101. It is a gourmet buffet, and it is going to be available for lunch from 11 to 1 and dinner from 6 to 7:45 on Wednesday, March 16th, the eve of St. Patrick's Day, for $13 a person. In addition, beer and wine will be available for purchase during this buffet.
For those 21 and over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Beer, and
wine.
They are encouraging. No, I think they're demanding reservations because it has been.
Yes.
Everything. Yes. I mean, when they do these buffets, it's like silly.
It's huge.
How busy it is. Sure. So, and then is when. No.
Yeah. 206-5101 is the phone number to call to make your reservation.
I want to say earlier you had said because Thursday is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But it isn't. Wednesday, the 16th, is when this is.
Yeah, but I thought that St. Patrick's Day was the 17th. Well,
it may be. I'm just saying that this particular event is on Wednesday, March 16th.
Maybe Wednesday is St. Patrick's Day. God, I sound like a fool.
That's okay. Make your reservations now because the restaurant will fill up quickly. Just remember that Lindsay remembers everything. In addition, there's something else I know that you're going to get, because I know you're going to go into desserts.
No, the Irish drink beer.
Okay, right, for dessert.
No, there's no dessert on my list, but I do.
There's just a ton of international buffets that we do here
that are coming
also.
Up. Yeah, yeah, I have those as well.
Do you? Okay,
have them too?
I don't. I just know that they're talking about.
Because it's getting really exciting. It's that time of year
right.
where we have a different, like it seems like there's a different area of the world that we're focusing on eat their food.
Yeah. I just remember the only one I'd been to was the Mediterranean, and it was amazing. Are they doing that again?
May 26th.
I am there.
May 26th. That's featuring Greece, Spain, and Italy.
It's amazing.
Yum. And then June 2nd is going to be the cuisine of Central Europe.
Okay.
That's Germany, Hungary, and Poland. So you get
I'm sort of familiar with that.
A little bit, huh? It's good stuff. And June 9th is going to be the regional Southern American cuisine. Oh, yum.
Which one is it? Say that again.
The regional Southern American.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. I think, see, now I'm torn.
Torn on what? You're not going to go to all of them?
No, I think that makes it a lot easier. Thank you.
Well, because then there's a grand finale.
Which is?
If you're torn, you can go to June 16th around the world featuring foods from across the globe.
All right.
A little bit of everything.
But I think that I would need to go to the other ones first so that I have a better idea of what I'm eating on that finale. You like how I do that?
I like that.
And I think that's just so that I would be a more well-rounded person. And I don't mean...
Well-rounded.
I mean well-rounded because I think No pun intended there.
That's nice. Boy. I think most of these all run about $13 per person, which is an awesome deal for... Right. I mean, like... This is gourmet food. This isn't like, you know.
This 5101 is no joke.
Not at all.
Do you know, I mean, all I know is that I probably eat there twice a week now. Carry out. I take it out because I have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll order there at least twice a week. They're open, what, 3 days? So mm-hmm. 2 out of 3 days, I'll eat something from there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And the soup you had today was usually from there.
Yeah.
The French onion.
That's why I always get soup when I come to the Skylight. It's the soup from 5101 that they have out here. I mean, all the food that's made at Skylight is pretty much 5101 as well. I mean, it's all.
Is it?
Well, I mean, the guys working there.
Right.
They all work.
But don't confuse the burgers and stuff like that.
No, 5101 is gourmet, good food, like wonderful food. And then your Skylight is your cafeteria.
And it's stuff to grab on a go.
But it's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like getting a burger if you have to eat at a different school.
My daughter loves the pizza here.
So did I. When I went to school, like I told you, when I stopped going to school here, and I really don't want to knock Wayne State, but they don't have a food, like, restaurant like we do. They have a food court. They got your Subway. They got your Kentucky Fried Chicken. They got your McDonald's.
Right.
They don't have a restaurant.
Right.
So I love Henry Ford for that and feeding me well for my 10 years
that I went here. Now that you say that, that's true. Because even at U of D Mercy, I think they had like a McDonald's inside. So it was more of a food court like that. That's really interesting.
Well, and same with U of M Dearborn next door. They have like a Subway.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that. We got the Skylight Cafe, which is unique and completely just...
And it's as good as a Subway, because they make the paninis right here. Did you know that?
It's much better than a Subway.
It's so good.
I'm not hurting any Subway's feelings when I say this, but it's much better.
We are running out of time. I think we're out of time, actually.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock.
This is WHFR Dearborn.
And this is Lindsay and Dennis. This was the March 2011 installment of Campus Connection. And we look forward to you listening again 1 month from now.
Had a lot of fun.
I did too. And then, would you say April 12th?
April 12th, we will be back and we will talk more about food and the wonderful around the world concert events and
I'm not afraid to recap some of the food that we've sampled between now and then also.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for us to do an on the air like live taste test kind of deal.
Okay.
You know?
Because it's really good radio to hear Lindsay and Dennis going, oh my God, try the, oh, that's so good, try this.
Did you try this one?
Oh, did you? All right, well, we'll be right back. I mean, really.
All right, well, have a wonderful day, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we're out of here.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at Girl Scout.